The Warriors in Los Angeles starting a six-game road trip facing the Lakers on Wednesday night, the first of four meetings between these two Pacific Division foes this regular season. And L.A., led by former Warriors assistant Luke Walton, coming in at 8-12 thus far, winning just three of their last 10 games. Let's listen in to what Coach Kerr had to say after shoot-around on this Wednesday at Staples Center.
Luke Walton as an assistant for the Warriors, or even now in his head coaching job, what do you notice about his coaching style?
Pretty similar to mine. You know, we have a similar background, Southern California kids, so laid back but competitive. And so Luke was the perfect fit for me as an assistant, and he's obviously, you know, did an amazing job when I was out a couple of years ago, and now he's doing a great job with the Lakers. And I mean, he's a natural. He really is.
Is he as fiery as you are in certain moments?
He is. He may not use the same kind of language that I use, but Luke's competitive, and he gets angry just like I do.
David West is out tonight. You know what happened with him?
Sore knee. He mentioned it during the game the other night, and we just agreed that this would make sense to give him a night off and give it a rest and see how it feels when we get to Orlando.
Steph and KD go through shoot around with no problems?
Yeah.
They looked fine. They're probable for tonight, but we'll give them the rest of the day to determine, you know, what's going to happen.
See, what's your sense knowing, Luke, how year two is like for him compared to year one?
For Luke?
Yeah.
Well, he's got better players. You know, I think they're building their talent base, and that's the main thing for any coach. Got to have the players, and he likes his young guys. They're playing with a lot of energy, but it's a process, and it's a tough league, and so they just got to keep grinding away.
On their two main rookies, Lonzo and Kuzma.
I like them both. I like the style of play. I love the flow that Lonzo generates with throwing the ball ahead and a beautiful passer. Kuzma obviously is a much better player than anybody realized, or he would have gone a lot sooner than whatever it was, 28th, 29th. What was it?
27.
Well, in that case, no, he was drafted right there.
Do you worry about a young guy like Lonzo struggling to find a shot at this point?
I don't worry about it. He's not on my team. So.
when you have a young guy who's struggling,
generically? I think it's natural. For players when they come into the league to struggle at certain aspects. Like a guy like Lonzo, his game is pushing the tempo, passing, throwing the ball ahead. So he's going to be good at that right away. Players generally come into the league with something that they're really good at, and they're comfortable in that area, and then they got to work on other stuff. And that's the stuff that takes the time. And that's probably the case with Lonzo with his shooting. I watched him in college and made a lot of shots. And you know, that stuff will come. It'll probably come tonight, knowing how teams play against us.
You were a shooter as a player. Any thoughts on that form? I mean, could you shoot like that?
No thoughts. No thoughts.
See, like, every season's different, but, like, when the Lakers have gotten your guys' number once the last 2 years, what sort of themes do you take from those that might kind of apply to coming into tonight?
I won't even mention it, actually. I mean, it happens, you know, and there's plenty of theories. You come to LA, guys go out, whatever. Maybe we took them lightly, I don't know. But last 2 years, we've gotten blasted here. Not just lost, but blasted. So there's no need for me to mention it. Our guys remember that.
You guys have obviously had a lot of long seasons with extended playoff runs and whatnot. Have you changed anything, like, during the regular season? As this continues,
probably practicing lighter with an eye on the long journey ahead and the one behind. You know, the first year that I was here, we scrimmaged quite a bit. We never scrimmage now. There's just an awareness of, you know, the wear and tear that comes with 100-plus game seasons, not just physically but emotionally as well. So, we're trying to, you know, just bide our time and try to keep our fundamentals sound and our concepts sound without grinding these guys too hard, with the understanding that, you know, come springtime, the horse is going to turn back towards the barn and realize where he's going, he's going to start running faster. That's how it works.
The not physical side, the emotional side that you mentioned is interesting. Like, do you do anything to like lighten it up for that?
Always. Oh, we always try to lighten it up. A lot of humor, a lot of try to keep things fresh, which is really hard to do because it's not fresh when you play for four straight years and practice and do the same thing. So we try to mix things up as best we can, but it's not an easy thing.
What do you think of how Nick Young's progressing?
I think Nick's been great. I mean, he's had some really good games. He's figuring out our offense in terms of being a screener, moving on the weak side rather than standing. So he's getting better, and it's not going to happen overnight, but I can see the improvement.
Might like that be a little slower because you aren't doing all that scrimmaging that you did a couple years back?
Sure. Yeah. It would probably help him if we scrimmaged more, but that's just the way it is.
For Nick Young, what's it like when a player is back to his old stomping grounds, either the team he played with or the city he grew up in? Where do you expect the emotions to be?
Always fun to come back to your hometown, and when you top that off with playing against your old team, then it's really special. And so I'm sure he's got the extra butterflies going for tonight, and that's usually a good sign. I think most guys end up having a little extra juice and energy in this situation.